Dr. Paul Kamitska is the hospital epidemiologist at New Hanover Regional Medical Center, and he's also an infectious disease consultant at Wilmington Health. Dr. Kamitska, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Kamitska, I've heard NHRMC's Dr. Philip Brown give two presentations recently, one for the New Hanover County School Board and the other for the Wilmington City Council. What he's been saying is that he's expecting our next wave to arrive in January or February. Is that your conclusion as well?
Well, you know, I think it all depends on how people behave over the holidays. And this is critical because the surges that have been occurring in other areas of the country, as well as when we have them, it is directly correlated with whether people are masking and socially distancing. Sounds like a broken record, but this is in fact true, that if people relax the distancing guidelines, then we would expect a surge in cases. And this is particularly important over the holidays because the small or medium-sized gatherings, especially in the home, are what is currently driving the pandemic. And we tend to let our guard down when we are with friends and family. And we have to just assume that anybody who's outside of our household, our immediate household, is potentially infected with the COVID virus and behave accordingly. And so the message both Dr. Brown and I have been really trying to get out there is the vital importance of masking, and particularly even if you have a relative coming over, that if they're not part of your immediate household, then particularly indoors, everybody has to be masking and distancing. And this is what we would need to do to be able to protect our local community and our hospital from being flooded with patients with COVID.
Is what we are seeing right now, is that a result of this pandemic fatigue, the fatigue of hearing case numbers? How are you trying to talk to the public about this?
I think right now we have to get through the winter. I think recent reports about the vaccines, both the Pfizer as well as Moderna, are promising. We're waiting to see the data with regard to both efficacy and safety. But if in fact they prove to be both, then we would want to go ahead and encourage everybody who can to get the vaccine. And that would really start the ball in terms of eradicating this illness from our shores. But we have to get through the winter first. And, you know, so far we've had 250,000 deaths from COVID, and COVID is surging across the country. Just over the weekend, for example, in South Dakota, 60% of all COVID tests that were done were positive. That's just an extraordinary statistic. Fortunately, in this community currently right now, we're at about 8.89% week to date at New Hanover Hospital. So we're still at a manageable rate, but if people do not adhere to the precautions, then we could quickly get into a situation where our hospital is going to be overrun with COVID patients.
Dr. Kamitska, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure. Glad to be on, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody, as happy as we can possibly make it, but still being safe.